Communion. Beside this, it's the beginning of the 40 days of time where we could pray for our friends, for our families, for our children, for our relatives, where we would like to bring them closer to the Lord. It will be in the end of 40 days. It will be nice if we will have some volunteers at the Puna Church or who could like to lead maybe a special time at the church as well over here, where you could come to the church and meet the Lord personally in this building and pray to God. Because we all do have a prayer request, yes? We all have petitions, we all have problems, and we have issues which only God can resolve. Today, I wanted to talk with you about the smoke jumpers. Smoke jumpers. Who are they? We are going to learn in a moment. But let us start with the prayer. Our dear Heavenly Father, for the announcements, for the service here, for the music, beautiful music, for everything what we are sharing, we want just simply, dear Lord, give you glory and honor. Lead us according to your direction and bless us today for the Bible study and for the communion with you. We are praying in the name of Jesus. Amen. Can you imagine being with friends and family, unsure whether or not you'd see them tomorrow? How might the life and love you share with those close to you be reshaped if you knew your days were numbered? Today I wanted to share with you about a rare brand of people known as the smoke jumpers. Who are they? Yes, those are elite form of the firefighters who battle firestorms in remote wooden areas. First, they jump out of the airplane with the 100 pounds of gear in the middle of the burning forest. Then they hit the ground and begin to dig. They chase the fire and fight by their hands, typically without water or air retardant. They beat the fire with the sandbags, with the bags, with everything what they could achieve over there, digging trenches and cutting down trees with burning branches. They are smoke jumpers. Smoke jumpers was first proposed in 1934 by Mr. Pearson, the Forest Service Intermountain Regional Forester, as a means to quickly provide initial attack on the forest fires. Today, smoke jumpers are a national resource. Jumpers travel all over the country. Maybe you say, what a dangerous work. No doubt, very dangerous. It's almost like a killer. But it is what they do. This is what we do. There is an undeniable aura surrounding the tight-knit team of men and women who are serving together as one accord. Deployed anywhere, at any time, covering 150 miles an hour, usually the first ones to arrive in isolated fires, fighting days at a time. And here's a question again. Can you imagine not knowing whether you'd live to see the end of the day? Can you imagine being with friends and family unsure whether or not you'd see them tomorrow? How might the life and love you share with those close to you be simply reshaped if you knew your days were numbered? And this is exactly, precisely what Jesus and Jesus' situation in the text for today we're experiencing. He could smell the smoke of fires in his not too distant future. He knew the fire was burning that only he could fight alone. He was prepared to jump into the fire of betrayal, the fire of arrest, the fire of trial and execution. This is our Jesus. He knew his days were limited. So what to say and what to do, every moment and every word counted. And at that particular moment, after dinner, he took his chance and he said, "Let me give you a new commandment. Love one another. In the same way I loved you, love one another. In the same way I love you." You see, this is not some emotional kind of sappy or drippy life or the weak love that arrives like flowers on a bad day. When I found that sentence, I said, oh, I need to put this in the sermon. Like the flowers on a bad day. Weak love. When the husband wants to prove what he is still the good husband. It could be a weak approach. Let me ask you a rhetorical question here. Jesus never pushed anyone away, excluded anyone, did he? Once again, Jesus never pushed anyone away, excluded anyone, did he? I thought I knew the answer the same like you are. But I simply just went into the Bible and did a little bit of a deeper study. And I wanted to show you seven instances of Jesus' love, how he put these words on the real practice. And this is what Jesus did. Right in the beginning of his service, Jesus shared the leprosy love of Jesus. First thing Jesus does coming off the greatest sermon ever given. We call this a Sermon on the Mount. Powerful. Jesus, what he's doing there? He visits, he touches, he cures, and the most outcast person of his culture, a man with leprosy. Actually, these seven occasions, I pull out easily from the Desire of Ages. Powerful. It's amazing how God inspires Sister White to show these instances right here. Okay, and now, question to all of us. Who are the lepers in our lives? Who are those people? Next situation, leftover love of Jesus. On two occasions, Jesus fed masses and made sure what they were leftovers. They were leftovers. He didn't ask for the food stamps or demand proof of the membership. He fed them all and said, "I'll always have more when you need." More love, that is. Who is starved for love in our lives? The next occasion, tough love of Jesus. The rich young man who claimed to have kept all the commandments, he approached Jesus and asked him a question. "What else I needed to do, teacher? What else do I need to do?" And Jesus said, "Sell your possessions. Give money to the poor and simply follow me." Simple and clear. But the guy, as you will read the story, it's amazing. He bailed out. He couldn't handle that proposal from Jesus. It's too tough, but true. Jesus wanted him just to get rid of anything that stood between him and Jesus. And now, a question to all of us. Who needs to hear the tough truth about what stands between you and God in your life? What stands between us and God? Blind love of Jesus. The next occasion here, the exchange between the Bartimaeus. It's just amazing to see how the blind guy Bartimaeus, he was crying out, "Jesus, help me, son of David. Help me, son of David." This is how he cried out. Oh, and the people who were embarrassed to see what Bartimaeus is crying out, they were telling him to leave Jesus alone. Just leave Jesus alone. Jesus is on a mission. Just don't even cry out. Please, just keep silence. But Jesus had more important things to do. And he stopped and paid attention to Bartimaeus. "Come here, Bartimaeus," he said. "Come here. I have something important to share with you. What do you want?" and he opened his eyes. Who are we embarrassed of him? You know, as you read the story about Bartimaeus, the crowd immediately, they started to praise God and follow Bartimaeus after that. You will just be amazed how the crowd is changing their opinion. But we need to see who we are embarrassed of it. And lightly, love of Jesus. One of my favorites. No one was like this particular individual. No one was more unlikable than, should I say, shrimpy little Zacchaeus. Yes, he climbed that sycamore tree and he wanted to see Jesus. Roman tax collector. He was taking his rounds and collecting money. Zacchaeus kept his own share as well. And people just hate him. And at that time, Jesus called him out of the street and had a dinner with him, invited him to the special party and had a dinner with that particular individual who everybody looked at him with hatred. Can we count the number of people in our lives what we don't like? How we should share Jesus with them? Look at the next instance. Look in the mirror, love of Jesus. Few accounts as vivid as the woman caught in the act of adultery. It's quite interesting why it's only a woman. Where is the man? Jesus standing between the woman and gathered crowd with the fists full of rocks, ready to stone her. But Jesus says, look in the mirror, who is without faults through the first one. How quick we are to judge others without inspecting our own lives first. And the seventh one, instance right here, stinky feet, love of Jesus. As gross as our feet can get from time to time, it cannot be anything compared to the first century feet. When they had no socks, no shoes, no paved roads, carpet floors, showers, baths in the regular time, morning and the evening or so, as bad as they were, Jesus cleaned them by his hands, humbling himself to the servant of all. When was the last time we humbly served someone in our lives? This is the message for today. And this is what Jesus shared. This is what he said. In the same way I loved you, love one another. He meant all these things. Leprosy love, leftover love, tough love, blind love, unlikely love, look in the mirror love, stinky feet love, and much, much more. Just seven occasions over here, but in reality, we need to look at the real life. This is what Jesus said. This is how much I love you. And he opened his arms and allowed for the people more than 2,000 years ago to put him on the old rugged cross for you and for me. How we can apply this into the real life? Last week, a couple of times it's happened, what I noticed with my wife, 5 o'clock in the morning, she's not already at home. The bed is empty, she left. What's happened? 5 o'clock in the morning. Yes, because of her practice. She's taking classes right now at actually for the Manoa University. And right there, they have a program. What she needs to work out as a social worker for 250 hours. And they need to accumulate those hours. And now their program to help the homeless. In order to catch them, you need to be quite early to be there to catch them. Because by 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock, they're already not in their places. But then she started to visit them with her team of other students. She's simply amazed. And she's coming home telling me amazing stories. How educated people, highly educated, right now homeless. No place to live. Yes, they do have income from the government. And it's amazing in what this country we live. It's just amazing how the country is taking care of these people. But we as a church, we as a Christ family, need to be open-minded and see how we can bring them closer to Jesus and help them as well. For example, right in the Pahoa area, Alisa Cooney has lived on the beach for the month with her mom and two sisters. People need help. This is what I just pull out right of the from the newspaper. My dear beloved, we need to see what people are waiting for, the leprosy love. People are waiting for the love and love which is coming only from you. Some other churches are having a mission and a mission statement. I checked our bulletin from the beginning to the end. It'll be nice for us to have a vision and a mission in our bulletin as well. Because this is what we can see so often. This is how we Christians approaching real life. To serve as Jesus served. To love as He has loved us. Yes, this is what we are trying to do. Having a personal faith relationship with Him while supporting and embracing both members and non-members in worship. And right here, quite often we are stopping. We are not paying enough attention to nurture and community outreach. This is what we need to do. I really appreciate what we have right now, the food which we can designate to the poor people. Thank you so much, Brother John and Erna Sirigar and to Nanita and to many of you who are participating with the food when you are willing to help needy people. Thank you. Thank you so much for the CHIP program. Thank you so much for the evangelism, for your desire to witness to the world. But at least we need to put this into a real practice. Because we have a privilege in our days to serve the Lord in an amazing way. Just a few weeks ago, we had county fair. Thank you for your booth over there from the Puna Church. I stopped by your booth, enjoyed it. It's great what we are promoting, the good health program, and we're at least witnessing what we as a church exist in. But in this county fair, we received names from the people, the Hilosai. Actually received 74 names for the cooking classes. They wanted to be at the cooking classes. They would like to learn more about the health cooking. 74 people signed their card. 55 people. Right on this 55th annual Hawaii County Fair anniversary, we received 55 names. People signed for the Bible study. Praise be to the Lord. I would like to hear amen. Praise be to the Lord what 55 people have a desire to study the Bible. 17 of them from the Pahoa area. 17. Last night when we had Bible study, we went over the names again. And actually some of the church members, they gave me a suggestion. Maybe it will be nice if we will combine our effort from the Puna Church and Hilo churches and try to reach those people as soon as possible. We already made a few phone calls. We already found out that some of the individuals, they're somehow related to their members of the Seventh-day Adventist Church. It's their children. When they saw our booth from there, from the Seventh-day Adventist Church, they expressed their desire and put it their name, their address, their email. It's amazing what we have right now. We simply need to pray, and during these 40 days of prayer, maybe we will decide, okay, Lord Jesus, use us, use our building, every single one of us, how we can reach your people. Use us as your instrument. Use us as your tool and as your vessel. Today is about about the words of the urgent Jesus Christ facing the biggest firestorm of his life. This is what was Jesus experiencing. At that moment, he shared these words, realizing that his time is limited. And he simply telling his followers, in fact, commanding them, he gave them a command that the most important thing, love one another as I have loved you. Right now, for 2 minutes, I would like to share with you a little video. For 2 minutes. As we will watch this video, please don't judge me strongly what we are watching this video on a Sabbath. But I would like for you to get the point of the illustration. Because we are going to watch a fire station failure. Fire station failure. When you will answer the call, this is a question for you. As you will watch the movie, pay attention to the words, because we are not ready. Next sentence, we are not ready to do the work because we need to have more training. Yeah, you can simply say, for the Bible study, I need to go for the special courses maybe in order for me to give the Bible study. My dear beloved, when we were in Russia, we had no Bible studies at all. From the book of Genesis until Revelation, everything is yours. Just do the Bible study, you have only Bible in your hands. But you have a privilege to have amazing facts and many other Bible studies. Everything is prepared for you. Just read it and do nothing. Just read it. And the Lord Jesus will do everything by the inspiration of His Holy Spirit. For you, you need just to meet the person, smile, love him, and read the lesson. Amen. And the Lord will bring them for His glory. And now, here's the movie.
Okay, this is it. We're going out. First call. Time to be a hero. Brennan, come on. Let's go. Get this. Get this. The heroes.
Rook!
Yeah?
Hold on there, Rook. We're not going out on this one.
Why not? I
mean, we're not ready.
We're not.
No, we're not. You just go back to bed. I'll let you know. All right? Go on. Get back to work. We're training.
No. The alarm.
We're just training. Go. We're training. Do it. Go.
No. Not until this place is spotless. Let's go.
No. Keep working out. We're not strong enough yet.
No. Not yet. It's not a good time. Not a good time.
Hey, come on. The fajitas will burn. Calm down.
Oh, I just got comfortable.
Somebody shut that thing off. It's the best part.
No.
Nope. No, it's not safe.
I'm not feeling it.
Not safe? Seriously? We're firefighters.
Slow down there, overachiever.
You don't even know if people out there like firefighters.
I'm not feeling called.
Not feeling it. People are dying out there.
No, people die every day, Rookie.
Don't you think something's wrong here? I mean, isn't it strange that we're a fire station? You don't even put out fires?
Nope.
We're not getting this one. There's other stations.
Come on, it's right next door.
Hey, if they want our help, they come and ask us. Well, we go over there acting like we're the big shots. We got all the answers. But hey, they may not even want our help.
Help me!
Hey, they could be talking to anyone.
You firefighters, help me!
I gotta catch this call here.
Please receive this not as a threat or message of judgment, but as an invitation to look for the fires in your life, those hot spots that call for the love of Christ, invitation to fight the fires of exclusion, to become a community of smoke jumpers, invitation to live a life of love, so that as Jesus said, they know what you are, what we are, Christians. Imagine if you can. Not knowing where you see the end of the day today. Imagine being with friends and family, unsure whether or not you'd see them tomorrow. How might your life and love be shaped by the possibility what your days are numbered? Well, guess what? For all of us, the message is still important for us today. What we are on a huge and a special mission from the Lord Jesus Christ. You are the firefighters for God right here at the Pahoa area. May the Lord richly bless us as we will participate right now to the emblems of the communion. Right now it's a time for the food washing. We will go and follow the Jesus' example. We are believing in the open communion. We're inviting all of you to test your heart, to check your mind, and to be ready to participate to the emblems of love and to the food washing service, which we are going to experience right now. We will follow the example of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's do it for His glory. And let us pray. Our merciful Jesus, forgive us and forgive our sins. Help us to be open-minded toward those people who are on fire. They're perishing. They're dying. If we are not going to bring them to You, dear Lord, we will be lost and lost for eternity. Oh, dear Lord, save us, save our families, and help us to help the others. Bless us as we will do the food washing service and participate to the communion and to the emblems of love. Help us, O Lord, to follow You all the way. We are praying in Your name. Amen.